Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. E-U-F-Y official.com/videolock. Hey, what's going on my Who Is interview series? I like to introduce you to new people who have a great story, but you just may not have heard of. So I take a little time, get to know them, dig a little deep, as they say. This time around, it's a guy who is a guard for the Grand Rapids Drive basketball team by the name of Shep Garner. Rookie player out of Penn State University, trying to make a name for himself and doing a great job at that. The G League, man, these guys get together and they're like, you know, the prospects of the NBA, the ones who are looking to make the next step. And to do that, they got to win. They got to play as a team. It isn't just go in and play for yourself, as Shep will talk about. We'll discuss that and also find out who Shep's very, very, very famous relative is. I was blown away by this when I found out about it the first time. You'll learn it all as we ask, who is Shep Garner?
I'm new to the game of basketball, but from what I can see, it's a great game. My love for the game.
There we are. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest here from the Grand Rapids Drive, this is Shep Garner. We're going to get to know him right now.
All right.
Shep, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
I got an idea that I wanted to interview you one day.
Okay.
When you were dribbling down the court,
mm-hmm.
and you were about 6 feet in front of the three-point line,
mm-hmm.
I think Coach Kruger wanted you to do something in particular with the ball. I don't know his language, but I know that what you did is not what he wanted you to do.
Right.
You shot it, mm-hmm. and it went in. And he gave you a kind of a funny look, and you winked at him.
Right.
Kind of like, eh, yeah. I got to be me.
Right.
And that was right then that I said, this guy's cool.
Right.
I need to get him on the podcast.
Right.
So that was it.
Yeah.
What do you think so far, man? This team has just has really done an amazing job making themselves a contender. It was kind of up and down first half of the season.
Yeah.
And now look at you guys. You're right there. You control your own destiny.
Yeah.
And just killing it. You got to be impressed with what's going on so far.
Yeah, I am. You know, as a rookie, you really don't know what to expect. You don't know how the, you know, NBA game is played.
Yeah.
You know, how wins and losses early can affect you late. And, you know, we just found a way to, you know, go get on a roll. And it's been great, though. You know, we're enjoying the process. We're having fun with it, as everyone can see.
Right.
And I think, you know, relationships, building relationships, being close with one another pays off.
Right.
You know, in times like this when you need it.
So how many of these guys did you know at the start of the year?
At the start, I knew Scotty. Scotty was close. I knew uh-huh. Scotty.
It's pretty limited.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't really know anyone but Scotty, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah.
And I look at you now, and you seem to have gelled. The team is all
Yeah.
Seems on the same page. You got a very deep bench on this team. I mean, I don't know a whole hell of a lot about how to run a basketball team.
Right.
But I know that there's like a nonstop pipeline of guys coming in when either somebody gets in foul trouble or it's just not just not going the way they want it to go. I mean, you got a guy like Marcus Thornton who has been like killing it.
Right.
And then yesterday, it didn't happen the way he wanted it to. But guys like you stepped up, and you guys end up beating Milwaukee. So that was impressive.
Yeah. Just adding, you know, Kalen and Isaiah. Isaiah's been my best friend for over 10 years.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And
when he got here.
Isaiah Whitehead.
Yeah, Isaiah Whitehead. He's been my best friend for over 10 years. And it was crazy when he got here. He told me like a week before he got here. He's like, I might come.
So
I might be there.
Man.
I might be there.
He seems like the type of guy who could, if he got into a fight, he could really do a lot of
damage. Yeah, yeah, he could be
damaged. He frightens me. he and Woodbury.
Yeah, Woodbury, definitely.
Adam, those two, if they, I think they could beat up anybody.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess that's good.
Yeah,
I
mean, so, and you know, that you know, just like I said, building those relationships.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a friendly type of guy. You know, I'm all about, you know, team and, you know, building something special. I think that's part of it. You know, part of it is just being close with your teammates and building a bond. That way, you know, you play harder for each other on the court.
Yep.
And it pays off, as you can see down the stretch.
Yeah, it sure has. You know, and the team, I encourage everybody to come and check out a game here. First of all, it's not going to break the bank. And you are going to see some amazing basketball. That was one of the first things I picked up on because I was kind of like a passive fan of the game, but I'm a fan of you guys. And I think that that's key, especially in the G League. You got to be in connection with the community. And I really encourage as many people as possible to come to these games because you guys sell it, man. You work so hard out there. I mean, it's really, really impressive. All of the trainers and the coaches. I've just been watching the practice, and I've seen the process. I know what you go through. It's a long season for you guys.
Yeah.
So I want more and more people to come out and see these games.
Yeah, and I was about to say, we really appreciate the fans as well. You know, when they come out and they show out, like that Ben Wallace night, it was incredible.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? It was incredible. It was a crazy environment.
6,500 people were
crazy
here.
Crazy environment.
Now,
man,
it was a bummer because yesterday was a makeup game, and I don't know if anybody knew about it, but conversely, it was a bummer because it was like 300 people, and I was like, oh, come on, man, you're missing it.
Yeah.
You people are missing it. You've got to come out to these games,
man.
It's
great, though. It's great.
I mean,
we're definitely enjoying the process. And we're getting better. You know, as time goes on, we're getting better, and we're you know, hitting our stride at the right time.
Now, in yesterday's game, it was kind of crazy because, the team was an excitement level because, like, for the first half of the game, everybody was getting up and jumping up and down for every play, and you were up big.
Right.
And then the herd came back. Oh, my God, they did not quit. That was a crazy game because what were you thinking when they came storming back like that? Because they were down, like, 15 points.
I knew they were going to storm back, but I didn't know they were going to storm back that good.
And then they went up, like, by 10.
Yeah. So
you guys were screwed at first, and then you had to really dig deep.
I knew that they would fold, though. I knew that they would fold.
Did you really?
Yeah. They I could see them breaking down late. Like, they gave everything they had in that third quarter. I knew they wouldn't have enough.
Now, what's crazy is, like, last week you took on the Lakers and the South Bay Lakers, and they only had eight guys, and they marched in here and beat us. Everybody was shocked at that, man. That's like anything can happen in these games.
If you notice, the same thing happened to us, though, that game. Like, we were down big. We came and stormed back, and we didn't have enough to finish.
Wow. Everybody thought they were going to fall, but that's a testament to them. You know, it happens.
Good team. They came and they were better than us that day.
Okay. So with you guys really put yourself in playoff contention because you went on the road and you were 5-1.
Fire.
That's crazy. Yeah. You go on the road like that and you beat some really good teams.
Right.
That's excellent. You come back in and now a team that was thought to have to win the division to get in the playoffs. Not so anymore.
Right.
You just keep doing what you're doing and you're in.
Right.
So we don't have that much time left in the season. So.
Right. I continue to tell our team, you know, and the leaders of our team also tell us, but, you know, we control our own destiny by winning as many games as possible. You know, we can't worry about, you know, winning the division or, you know, anything like that that we can't control, because we can't control what other teams do and don't do.
You know what I'm saying? That's exactly right.
So
you
we just win as many games as possible and keep moving forward. And that's what's been paying off. Other teams have been losing and we've been winning.
That's terrific.
That's all you can do.
That's the mindset.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody here has the same goal. They want to be in the NBA. You get guys that were there. You get guys that are working their way up.
Right.
You're a rookie.
Right.
Getting to that point right now. Does anybody ever talk about that? I mean, does anybody like ever get down about where they are? Because, you know, I mean, it's sometimes it's a mental game for players.
Right. And it's different because, like I said, the culture of our team is about us. You know what I'm saying? It's not about, you know, that stuff will come.
Yeah.
It's not like you should be worried about, damn, I'm trying to get to the NBA. You know, I got to do that. We worried about us. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do something special here. And I think we have the team, the camaraderie, the coaching staff to do it. And that's what we're focused on. I mean, guys, you know, obviously everybody wants to get to the NBA, but it's not it's different than, you know, as another team where, you know, everybody's an individual. This team is truly a team, and that's what makes us great.
Well, you go out and win, you're going to play better basketball. If the team wins, people will look at you. Get eyes on Shep. That could be a T-shirt, eyes on Shep.
Maybe.
Speaking of that, your mother is a terrific fan of the game.
Yes.
When you were at Penn State, she's a terrific personality, by the way. She's been a professional singer for years, and she's knows everything there is to know about basketball, probably more than most coaches.
Right.
And she was behind the bench for all of those games and a big fixture with the team and seeing her. Has she been to the games here? Has she come and seen you play?
Last night was her first one.
She was here?
In Grand Rapids,
You know, and I just did research about your mother. Had I known, I would have wanted to interview her, too, because she seems fantastic,
crazy,
man. What a great supporter.
Yeah, she's been like that my whole life. But, yeah, last night was her first time in Grand Rapids at a game.
Okay.
She's been to other games.
Home is in Pennsylvania, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So she's maybe seen you when you head out that way. But that's great, man. Yeah. So everybody was very accommodating. Yep. And what does she think of our city? Did she get a chance to see it too much?
She didn't really get to see it. She came in. They flew from Phoenix. They were in Las Vegas for Flav's birthday, and then they flew to Phoenix to Detroit.
Right.
And then from Detroit, they came here because, you know, obviously I had a game.
You said Flav, and not a lot of people know about this, but it's your mother's cousin, your cousin, is the legendary Flavor Flav.
Right.
So your cousin Flav is also a gigantic supporter. I've seen him. I mean, he seems like a great guy,
Great dude. Just turned 60.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know what's interesting? When I was in high school, that was Public Enemy was part of my youth. I could the entire first album, Yo Bum Rush the Show, I know it. I mean, I still listen to it.
Right.
And so sitting here next to you, knowing that on a regular basis, that's your cousin Flav.
Right.
I mean, what was it like growing up with him? What are your memories of some of the other amazing performers you've had a chance to engage growing up?
Oh, man, I've met a lot of different entertainers, artists, rappers, singers.
Entertainment runs in your family's blood.
Absolutely.
Athletics, it's the whole family's in show business.
Yeah, so just having him there as support, you know, he's an icon. He's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know,
boy, man.
Worldwide name and personality. So
you know what's amazing is I often ask, see, because that's a different era of music that you might listen to now. But do you? This is putting you on the spot.
What?
But when you listen to it, are you like, that's just not meant for me? Or do you like Public Enemy?
I like Public Enemy. I like what they stood for.
Yeah.
I like what they stood for.
One of the first rap groups that took social awareness and consciousness and put it into music. And when I was in high school, I was like, what? What's, you know, I was listening to like Run DMC and stuff like that.
Right.
But these guys come in and Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One, and Public Enemy and guys like that. They were more about the what is really up.
Right.
You know?
that's what it should be.
Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's definitely awesome. Those guys are incredible. They're living legends. And just to have people like that in your corner as support. Yeah. You know, he never wants the attention. He never wants the attention. He supports me as much as he can. I just talked to him last night. Talk to him on a regular. You know, he's always watching the games when he can.
And you need that, man. You got great family.
Yes. Family is important, man. It's all you got.
Okay. Now, I'm about done, but Your pal Isaiah Whitehead said he wanted to join us, yeah, and I wasn't about to say no to him. So right. Either you get him, or I'm just going to say, oh, we forgot. So,
or while he playing the game, yeah, I can get Kaylin.
I can't. Yeah, go ahead.
Kay.
Whoever you want. You can. Kaylin, come on over here. Kaylin Lucas, ladies and gentlemen, Michigan State.
Player of the year, Big Ten player of the year.
Kaylin, come here, please.
This is the old Big Ten player of the year. I forget what year it was.
Kaylin, this is you right here. What do you think about your Spartans?
Okay, we like this.
Thank you, Shep. Yeah. Talk to me about the Spartans. Here, I'll give you this one. Ladies and gentlemen, legendary Kaylin Lucas. By the way, great game again last night.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you.
The legendary game, Lucas. Okay, so you've been following this tournament. What do you think about the Spartans getting hosed in the fact that not a number one seed?
You know what? To be honest, I'm really not. I'm not shocked by that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They just got to go win.
Yeah,
right?
I'm really not shocked by that. I feel like for some reason we always get played in the tournament.
Yeah. How does Coach Izzo, do you think, respond to those players, if any of them are disappointed about that? Are they all focused enough that they know what the hell is going on?
Man, locked in. When I say locked in right now. Like, it is definitely no –
okay.
It's locked in time.
Now, John Horford, he can't hear us. I'm talking low. Of course, Michigan and Spartans really –
We'll see Michigan get.
I think they were – I don't know. I don't want to yell it out because then he's going to know we're talking about them. Maybe – I have no idea, but all I know is that the Spartans beat Michigan three times this year. Have you rubbed it into John at all about that?
I rubbed it into him a little bit. You know, we didn't have like our little bets, maybe for 50 push-ups or something like that.
Okay, all right. Well, you're Marcus Thornton giving you a hard time.
MT.
All right, he can't miss. How about him? You guys have just really lit this team on fire. You as a team, you're fantastic, and what an effort! I mean, last night was a good win. It was a tough win. Holy cow, that herd team came back on you guys. They did not quit.
Nah, they definitely came back. We was up 19 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up coming back, but.
Yeah. But you're still in charge and control of your own destiny. Hey, man, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you. I'm going to see you tomorrow night, okay?
All right, you know it.
All right.
Thank you.
Kaylin Lucas, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Kaylin Lucas, former Big Ten Player of the Year. From Michigan State University, making an appearance, a cameo, if you will. Excellent, excellent. Fun time with those guys from the Grand Rapids Drive. And we now know who is Shep Garner.
Oh, Chuck, they out to get us, man. Yo, we got the Dusty Boys on.